Boker Tov, everyone. Good morning. It is Monday morning, and we continue in our halacha learning. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Chav Tes Halacha Hei. Lo'olam Yarbe Adam B'Shtika. A person should often be quiet and be silent. V'lo Yidaber Elo B'Divrei Torah O B'Divarim B'Shu Tzarich L'Chayei Gufo. And a person should generally speak primarily with words of Torah or about things that are necessary for his life. V'filu B'Mash Tzarich L'Tzarichei Gufo. And even for those things that are necessary for his life, Lo Yarbe B'Divarim shouldn't be talking too much. Constant chatter and talking about nothingness is not recommended. Limit your words to what is important. Uchvar Amar Rav Hosina Zichronim Levracha, Kol Hamar B'Devarim Maybe Chet. Our sages teach in Pirkei Avos that one who speaks too much, it will lead to sin. V'amru Lo Matzasi L'Guf Tov Mishtika. And in the same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, I found nothing better for my body, not even just for my soul, but for my body, than silence. There's something healthy about being okay with silence and not needing to constantly chatter and speak, even about things that are not important. V'amar Rabba, my dechsiv maves v'chayim biyad halashon. And Rabba the Gemara in Erchin says, what is the meaning of that which it says in Sefer Mishle? Death and life is in the hands of the tongue. De'bayi chayim b'lishnei. De'bayi maves b'lishnei. The Gemara says, Rabba answers, one who desires life can attain life with his tongue, with his speech, presumably through speaking words of Torah and davening, speaking properly and nicely. Debayi maves belishnei, and one who desires, God forbid, the opposite, can also acquire that with his speech, by speaking badly, by speaking lashon hara, by speaking inappropriately. That is a way to reach the opposite of what we all truly desire. Continuing in Halacha Vav, lo yehe adam bal schok u'mahasalos. Person shouldn't be always too happy, frivolous, silly, carefree. But a person also shouldn't be too sad and depressed and downtrodden or solemn. Ella sameach. Rather, a person should have a pleasant, reasonable, balanced level of happiness and joy. Kach amri zechronim levracha, schok v'kalas rosh margilim esa adam le'erva. Our sages teach that constant silliness and lightheadedness can lead a person, God forbid, to sins of immorality. A person shouldn't be constantly running after more and more wealth, overcome by his desire to accumulate as much as possible, but also shouldn't just be sitting around doing nothing, just content with having very little, with no desire to contribute and to accomplish. Rather, ela bal ayin tov ramamai basic v'osik b'Torah. A person should have a good eye, a positive perspective on things, on that which he has, should do work that needs to be done, but should also be done minimally so that he saves most of his time for Torah study and mitzvot. Also, ame'atshu chelko yismachbo, excuse me. And the little that he acquires through his work, he should be content and happy with it. Kach amar zichronim levracha, hakina v'ataiva. This is what our rabbis teach. Jealousy, desire, and the pursuit of honor remove a person from this world. People can be so stuck and focused on those three things that it's almost like they leave the rest of the world and can't enjoy or appreciate anything else. And therefore a person needs to distance himself very far from these challenging things. One more halacha today, halacha zayin. Shema yomar adam hoel v'akina v'taiva v'kavod v'chayotzei bahem. Lest a person say, I just learned the previous halacha in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that taught me that jealousy, desire, and the pursuit of honor, derech ra'ahein, are very bad. Shemotzi nas adam min ha'olam, because they remove a person from this world. So maybe, efrosh mehen b'yoser, I will separate myself from them to the extreme. V'esrachik litzara achron, I will go all the way to the other side. Ad shelo yochal basar velo yishta yayin. I don't want to engage or give in to or submit to any of my desires. So I'm going to stop eating meat, not just during the 9 days, but always. I'm not going to drink wine. Velo yisa isha. I'm not going to get married. Velo yishav b'dira na'ah. I'm not going to have a nice place to live. Velo yilbash malbush na'ah. And I'm not going to wear nice clothing. El yilbash sak v'chadam. I'll just wear a sack. I'll just wear some old dirty ripped clothes because I don't want to give in to my temptation to buy nice clothing. Gam zo derech rahi. That is also a bad way. Also forbidden, like we mentioned earlier on in this chapter, that for most things, we're striving for the golden mean, the balance. And one who goes all the way to this extreme, that he lives in a dirty place and he wears dirty clothing and he's not interested in eating any decent food, that is also considered to be a sin. Sharik Siv bin Nazir, the example of this from the Torah, is that a Nazir, somebody who, among other things, separates himself from drinking wine or any grape products, when his Nazirus, when that time period is complete, the Torah says, V'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh, that he has to atone for that which he sinned. One of the sacrifices that he has to bring at the conclusion of his Nazirus is a carbon chatas, a sin offering. What sin did he do? Becoming a Nazir is something that's difficult and something that seemingly is praiseworthy. What did he do wrong? So the Gemara answers in Masachas Nazir, Va'am Rabbi Zina Zichron al-Racha, Umayim Nazir Shalo Peirash Es Atzmo Elamin Ayayin Tzarech Kapara. If a Nazir, who separated himself from wine, even though it was in the context of doing something appropriate, but nonetheless, he needs a certain atonement for removing himself by choice from some of the gifts and pleasures that Hashem provides for us. So Amoneas Atzmo Mikoldavar Vedavar Alachas Kam V'Kampas, or somebody who removes himself from enjoying anything in this world, how much more certainly is that considered something inappropriate? Lefikach, Tzivu Rabbi Sinai Zerchon Levracha Shalu Yimana Ha'adam Ela Min HaDvarim Shatora Asra Lanu. Therefore, the rabbis instruct us, we should only completely remove ourselves from things that the Torah prohibits from us. V'lo Yesor Alasma Beit Nedarim V'Shvuos Tavarim HaMutarim. We shouldn't take all kinds of oaths and promises and make commitments to remove ourselves or separate ourselves from things that are permissible, because the things that are permissible for us to enjoy, we should enjoy, again, in a balanced, reasonable, moderate way, but we shouldn't remove ourselves from them completely. Kach Amri Zichronim Levracha, Lo Daicha Masha Asr Torah, Ela Sha'ata Oser Alachat Varma Mutarim. Our sages teach, is it not enough? All of the things that the Torah prohibited from you, that you need to prohibit even more from yourself? You should enjoy what the Torah allows, and of course, stay away from that which the Torah prohibits. V'asur Rabbasein Zichronim Levracha, the Sagif Es Atzmo Betanis, Yoser Min Haraui. Our sages teach that it is forbidden for a person to impose suffering on himself by excessive fasting, even if he's trying to do it for the right reasons, to do tshuva. But things like that are generally not appropriate. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah here says that if you're considering fasting for tshuva, maybe a more effective, more difficult maybe, but a more effective means would be not refraining from food, but refraining from speech, bringing our day's learning full circle back to the first halacha, that try a day without speaking. That might be more productive than a day without eating. Amar Shlomo HaMelech, to conclude, Alav HaShalom, King Solomon writes in the book of Mishlei, Al Tihi Tzadik Arbe, Al Tishchakam Yoser, Lama Tishomeim, don't be too much of a tzadik. Don't be too smart for yourself. Why should you sort of go to waste or be left empty? Don't do too much. Follow that which the Torah says and enjoy in a reasonable way that which the Torah allows. The Amar and Shlomo again says in actually, this one is in Mishlei. I think the previous one was in Koheles. V'amar pales magal raglecha v'chol derachecha yikonu. You should evaluate the path of your foot, and your ways will be established and firm. So everything has to be done within a reasonable, moderate, balanced way. But the general rule is stay far away from anything that the Torah prohibits, and the things that the Torah allows, enjoy. Have a great day.